When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. Oftentimes, veterans apply for benefits, accept the results, and don't ever check later to see if there are updates that could work in their favor, or sometimes they struggle with disability claims that can drag on for years. After this happened to a close friend of hers, Amanda Minear decided to apply her advocacy skills to helping vets navigate the overwhelming and complicated VA system, translating legal jargon into easy-to-understand language. Thank you for joining me, Amanda.
Thank you for having me.
Start by telling us about the VA appeals process.
Yeah, it's a relatively complicated process, one that I don't encourage veterans to try to do alone. And as you mentioned in your intro, a lot of times people will just accept what the VA has given them, either not knowing that there's an appeals process or just not willing to kind of take that on.
And what is MST and PTSD?
PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder, and a lot of veterans experience that due to having been in combat. But there's also a lot of people who experience PTSD that aren't related to combat. They could be in an accident or see a fellow soldier who was killed in an accident, something like that. And then MST is what they call military sexual trauma. And essentially that means that it's a person while they served in the military that experienced a sexual assault, either by somebody who is a fellow soldier or by a civilian. It doesn't matter either one, but the VA treats MST cases as PTSD.
And what is TDIU and how is it determined?
TDIU is a benefit from the VA. If you are experiencing, as a veteran, you're experiencing a difficulty in maintaining a job due to your disabilities that are related to your service, then the VA will pay you at the 100% rate. So, for example, a lot of our clients that we're dealing with are either having problems with psychological for PTSD, where they're having a hard time leaving the house or dealing with stressful circumstances that make it difficult for them to maintain a job, then the VA will pay them at the 100% rate, even if they're only rated at 70%. In addition to that, we see a lot of cases where maybe you're dealing with orthopedic issues, a veteran who had a back injury in service and maybe a knee injury and has only ever really performed job duties either in the military or outside the military. They're more physical and not desk type jobs. They're going to have a hard time being able to hold down a job and support their family. So our office here, that's what we work on primarily, is people who are disabled enough that they're having a hard time providing for their family.
I'm speaking with Amanda Minear, an attorney for veterans. How and when can you help?
Veterans Law Group is a law office, and there is a law out there that states, and I want to make sure everybody knows this, there's a law out there that states that no one can charge a veteran to help them file a claim for disability benefits. And you can only charge a fee when it goes into the appeals process. So we work only in the appeals process. The exception to that is if a client is already a client of ours, we will file new claims for them if they want to on a pro bono basis, meaning we're not charging them anything. In the appeals process, that's when we can get involved. So it's once you get a decision from the VA, it's either a denial or what I call an underrating. What happens is the VA will look at the disability, determine whether it's related to the service, and then give it a rating saying how much it's affecting their ability to maintain their life. So, for example, if it's a knee injury and they say it's related to service, you may get a 10% rating. So sometimes the VA will underrate you. So, for example, we were talking about PTSD. PTSD is rated at a 10, 30, 50, 70%. If you're struggling with holding down a job and you're rated anything under 70%, that would be considered an underrating. And we could look at that and say, okay, what do we need to show the VA that you have the symptoms of the higher rating? So that's when we get involved.
And where do they go for help?
And the best way to get involved with us is to have us evaluate your claim. And you can go to veteranslaw.com. That's veterans with an S. There is a button there that says, see if we can help you. And it's going to ask you a series of questions and ask you to send us a copy of your decision. And we'll review the decision, do a free consultation with you. And in some cases, we determine that, yes, we believe we can help you, and we'll take you on as a client. And in other cases, even if we don't feel like we're the right fit for you, we can certainly point you in the right direction as to whether or not you should seek additional help or help confirm based upon your symptoms that the VA did give you the proper rating.
And any last thoughts for us?
Yeah, my biggest tips when it comes to veterans that are kind of going through this process or the families that are going through the process of getting the disability claim is, like I mentioned before, definitely don't do it alone. That doesn't mean that you have to work with a law office. There are veteran service officers out there that help with filing claims. They do that on a pro bono basis. But I definitely don't recommend filing the claim on your own. Like I said, it is a complicated process and it's very detailed and you have to keep track of deadlines and all that wonderful stuff. So if you have somebody kind of walk beside you in that, that can be really helpful. The other thing I would say is don't depend upon the VA to do what they say that they're going to do. You have to be very proactive, follow up on your claim, make inquiries about what's going on with your claim. We see cases all the time where a veteran will have filed a claim and it didn't get properly entered into the VA system, and where it should take 4 to 5 months to get a decision, 2 years later, the veteran is still waiting, and it's really just the veteran didn't follow up and ask about it. So being proactive is really important. And then the last thing I would say is if you're a spouse or a parent of a veteran that's struggling, you can definitely reach out to our office and we can help you, point you in the right direction or help you. A lot of times the veteran themselves have a hard time either reaching out for help or just not wanting to deal with the details and navigate the system.
I've been speaking to Amanda Minear, an attorney and advocate for veterans. You can get more information at veteranslaw.com. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.